on the wimples puts me back in Manitoba many moons ago.
It's not just any old episode of Abandoned Manitoba this morning. I've been promised a mind-bending episode of Abandoned Manitoba, to quote Gordon Goldsborough. Good morning, Gordon.
Good morning, Nadia.
So what are we talking about this week and why is it so mind-bending?
Well, we're going to talk about a system that I suspect a lot of people are just going to shake their heads about. We're talking about the site in rural Manitoba where my family used to live. It can be described as 991 West. And some of our listeners, I suspect, are going to ask, well, what does that mean? West of what? So this week, I'm going to describe some of the history behind the system of land classification, land description we use in Western Canada, and my efforts to find the long-lost site of something called the Principal Meridian.
And why do you feel like this is going to be a mind-bending one?
Well, let me explain what that number means, 991 West. Mm-hmm. The landscape in Prairie Canada is surveyed into units called townships. And I bet you most people in cities, at least, have no idea of that fact. A township is 6 miles wide, east-west, and 6 miles tall, north-south. In other words, it's 36 square miles in area. Each square mile is referred to as a section, and it's numbered from 1 to 36, starting in the southeast corner of the township and running in a sort of a zigzag fashion back and forth until you reach number 36 in the northeast corner of the township. Townships are numbered sequentially from 1, going north from the Canada-US border, and each north-south column of townships is called a range. So we have sections, townships, and ranges. Ranges are numbered sequentially from 1, starting at the principal meridian, which, by the way, is also sometimes called the first meridian or the prime meridian or sometimes even the Winnipeg meridian, and you go eastward or westward from that. So if we go back to my family's home at 991 West, this means it was in the 9th section of the 9th township in the first range west of the provincial meridian. So in other words, it was just over 49 miles north of the border and just over 3 miles west of the principal meridian. So are you confused yet?
Are you trying to traumatize me? Because this is bringing back bad memories of maths equations in school.
You know, I have to say, it is a bit intimidating at first. I teach it to my students, and most of them, I have to say, are city folk who have never needed to know about the section township range system that are used in agricultural Manitoba. And so they do have trouble at first. But, you know, once you get the hang of it, the system really is quite straightforward.
And everything seems to depend on this principal meridian.
Yes. Land on the Canadian prairies is surveyed relative to this original line here in Manitoba.
And what determined the position of the principal meridian?
Well, in the late 1860s, in the early 1870s, when Canada was making plans to take control of the land in Western Canada, it approved the system that I've just described and began what is known as the Dominion Land Survey. The first survey marker of that survey, from which everything else would be surveyed, and by the way, that includes the borders between Manitoba and Saskatchewan and between Saskatchewan and Alberta. In other words, this is a significant thing that marks out, you know, noteworthy borders. The original position was to be 10 miles west of the point where the Red River crosses the Canada-US border, and 60 miles north of the border itself. And that puts us at a site slightly west of Headingley.
Now, what did the Dominion Land Survey entail exactly?
Well, starting in July of 1871, surveyors employed by the federal government began working in southern Manitoba to mark the corners of each section, of each township, of each range. Now, the stated purpose of the Dominion Land Survey was to prepare the land for agricultural development, so the thousands of people who began flooding into Western Canada could obtain quarters of a section to establish farms. Now, it's been argued by historians, though, that there was another purpose of the Dominion Land Survey, which was to dissuade American northward expansion. You know, we marked the land as ours by putting survey posts all over it, because otherwise the area that is Western Canada today might have been annexed by the United States, and therefore the three prairie provinces might be U.S. states today.
Did the surveyors do anything else besides marking the corners of square miles all over Western Canada?
Yes. They also made maps. You know, during their work in the field, the government surveyors made detailed observations from which large format maps were drawn. Now, these maps show, for example, what areas were covered by grassland at that time versus wooded areas, scrub, wetlands, lakes, and rivers. The maps show trails that were being used by Indigenous people and fur traders to travel across the region. The Dominion Land Survey maps are some of the earliest, most detailed views of Manitoba in existence, and they're held today at the Provincial Archives. You can go and see them. They're absolutely wonderful sources of information on the nature of the landscape in the 1870s, prior to extensive agricultural settlement. They enable an excellent basis for comparison with the landscape today. So, for example, in the 1990s, a graduate student at the University of Manitoba determined the total extent of wetlands in the Red River Valley in the 1870s. They used those Dominion Land Survey maps, and they found that wetlands represented about 11% of the land in the 1870s. Versus just 0.1% in 1995. In other words, there was a dramatic transformation of the prairies that reflected the drainage as the land was converted to agriculture.
Now, earlier you said that you had to make an effort to find the long-lost site of the principal meridian, but how could it be lost if everything kind of depended on that location?
Yeah, that kind of doesn't make sense, right? Well, okay, let's come back to that site near Headingley that I mentioned before. There you'll find a fieldstone monument that was put up in July of 1930 by the Manitoba Historical Society and the Association of Manitoba Land Surveyors. Numerous dignitaries attended the ceremony, including John Bracken, the Premier of Manitoba. You know, this was a big deal because it was basically marking this momentous occasion of the first marker of this Dominion Land Survey. I suspect they chose the monument site not just because it marked the principal meridian, which it does, but also because it was convenient. The monument sat beside a new east-west highway that would soon become the Trans-Canada Highway. And this way, the monument had high visibility. And in fact, you can go and see it today. Most people drive right past it without even knowing what it is. You should stop because it is a very significant marker. But the actual site of the very first survey marker of the Dominion Land Survey was actually 0.5 mile to the south, just north of the Assiniboine River in the middle of a farmer's field. And this site appears to be lost to memory.
How come?
Well, about a dozen years ago, Rudy Friesen of the St. Francis Xavier Historical Society tried to locate that original Dominion Land Survey marker. Supposedly, it was a metal disc attached to a concrete post buried a short distance below the ground. So in other words, you wouldn't necessarily just see it by walking around and looking for it. Originally, according to what Rudy told me, the site had been along a fence line, but that fence had been removed years earlier, and now there was no visible clues to the marker's position. So Rudy and I spent, it seemed like a whole day, but maybe it was like 4 or 5 hours, walking around that farm field using a metal detector in hopes of finding that survey marker, you know, the metal thing attached to the top of it. We found lots of good stuff. We found barbed wire, we found nails, we found lost metal objects of all sorts, but we never found that original survey marker. Jump ahead to last summer. I had another opportunity to revisit the site, this time with Roger Talieu. He's the landowner of the site, and he thought that he recalled the location of the original marker, and we drove around in his truck looking for it, but again, no luck. You know, maybe it's so deeply buried that a metal detector won't find it, or maybe the marker was accidentally pulled out of the ground long ago as some distant, you know, past farmer worked the land. So until someone comes up with a more effective way to search for that missing marker, the precise starting point for the survey that defined literally Western Canada as we know it today will remain lost. But, you know, there is another spot in Manitoba that listeners interested in the history of the Dominion Land Survey will want to check out.
What's that?
The principal meridian goes through only one town in Manitoba, And that's the village of Argyle, about 18 miles northwest of Winnipeg. There you'll find the Settlers, Rails, and Trails Museum, which, by the way, features, among other things, a great exhibit on the history of Manitoba's brick-making industry. To tell museum visitors about Argyle's unique location on the Principal Meridian, curator Shane Campbell is planning to erect a monument that resembles a survey pit made way back in the 1870s by those Dominion Land Survey surveyors, because he wants to tell people, we here in Argyle are sitting on this significant line that defines virtually everything west. The borders of Saskatchewan, the borders of Alberta, you know, so much depends on that Principal Meridian that a lot of people today have never heard of.
Well, good for you for at least trying to find that disc.
Just wish we'd had more luck.
What's up for next week, Gordon?
We're going to consider a huge piece of machinery that was once ubiquitous around the world. Its use in Manitoba, well, mostly ended in 1960. Today, to my knowledge, there are 6 dead specimens on display here and 1 living one, and I'll enumerate them next week.
Thanks, Gordon.
Talk next week. Bye-bye for now.
No matter where I go, every time the wind blows, puts me back in Manitoba many moons ago.